A little more than a year ago, Debbie Jo Lashaway was charged with theft. She was arraigned and booked in Lucas County, Ohio, and her mugshot was taken. And then, 7 months later, the charges were dropped and her record was cleared. She even won a judgment against the man who accused her of theft. But just a few weeks ago, she found out her mugshot was still online. It was posted on a handful of websites, sites like BustedMugshots.com and JustMugshots.com. And to have them removed, she'd have to pay those sites between $150 and $500. So she called her lawyer, Scott Siolek. And Siolek decided to file a class action lawsuit against those companies.
The lawsuit that we filed in Ohio challenges these websites on the grounds of publicity rights. And that's like a patent or a copyright that an individual has in their own persona. And although they are public records and there are exceptions made for newsworthy and public affairs, commercial use of someone's persona without their permission is an infringement of their publicity rights.
What if they weren't charging money to remove the photographs? What if they were just showing the photographs and that was it?
Hypothetically speaking, if a company were to just have an archive of all the arrested people and they put them to no commercial use, but they were just available for the public inspection, that would take it outside of the right to publicity.
Let's say you pay one of these companies and you pay them to remove your mugshot. Do you have to pay them all?
Yes. We've gotten a number of reports back from individuals who found that once they paid one website, the next week they'd find their picture on two different websites. And because they're officially not affiliated, they have to pay off the other two websites.
Now, what if, you know, say I'm a law-abiding citizen, I've never been arrested or had a mugshot taken of me. Why should I care if mugshots are being posted online?
What we're talking about in my case is property rights. No matter if you've got a lot of money in a house or if you own nothing, you still have rights to control how your image is being used in a commercial purpose. And everyone has that right. So when websites like this are chipping away at the value of that right, they chip away at the value for everyone.
So if you are arrested and a mugshot is taken of you and then you are later proven to be innocent, that mugshot is now wiped from a database?
There are hundreds of stories we've received since we filed the lawsuit 2 weeks ago about people who have been totally exonerated of all crimes, and their mugshots are as present today on these websites as people that are guilty of very serious crimes.
And presumably this affects their job prospects and other things like that.
Invariably, it's not a very flattering picture, and generally the crimes they are accused of are posted right next to their picture with their name, and they find it very difficult finding employment or finding people to rent them space for offices or to give them a place to live.
You want to turn this into a class action suit. How big could this get?
We have identified at least 250,000 people in Ohio who are being exploited by these various websites. I've received emails and other correspondences from all over the country where people are talking about the same problem. So I'm hoping that the template that I've kind of laid out in the Ohio class action will be copied by attorneys all over the country with similar rights to publicity so we can completely eradicate this from the web.
That's Scott Siolek. He's a lawyer representing a class action lawsuit against websites that publish mugshots online. Scott Siolek, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Guy.